Welcome today to the Parenting is Heart Work podcast. I'm here with Elena Svetslot from the Netherlands, and together we'd love to talk to you about parenting, especially as we look for biblical practical solutions that touch a child's heart. And today is no different than that. We're going to jump right in and we're going to share with you some specific ideas that you can use. What we try to do is we look at the way God works with us as our parent. And we try to learn things from him and take those ideas then and apply them to our own lives as we work with our kids. So, Elena, I'm glad you're with me today. What are we going to do today?
Hi, everybody listening. Hi, Dr. Scott. Yes, what a blessing to be able to be back together and talking about one of our favorite topics. Today, we will be continuing on the series that we started before the summer holidays, and that is on the parenting program that we're running, which is 8 weeks long. We have covered so far up until the fourth week, and now we're moving into week five. And I know many parents might have gone through this course. Of you listening, maybe you're new to this and you're just curious to find out what are we actually talking about, or what are we actually exploring and what are we actually learning? What are we doing during our parenting coaching program? So this is a great opportunity to learn about that. So Dr. Scott, today we're working through week five, like I mentioned. Why don't you give us a quick introduction to week five and then we start from there?
Sure. Well, if we've gone through the weeks one through four, then we've talked about following instructions with children. We've talked about then go into correction in weeks two and three to help children understand and develop a structure inside of a child's heart for receiving correction. And then in week four, we troubleshoot strongholds in children's lives. I mean, if we've done well in week number one and then weeks two and three, then we've got these structures going on internally. So then we can deal with any problem in week four. We start dealing with these strongholds a child has, beliefs that they have that are that are not appropriate or not good. And so we really delve into that in some great ways. Then in week five, we add another tool, and that is the coaching tool. And this coaching tool is a strategic tool that we offer to parents. In some ways, it's like the relationship tool because the relationship softens the heart. The coaching tool brings us on the same side as the child. I think sometimes children view parents as the opposition or as in the other side of the net, so to speak. And what we want to do is we want to communicate to children that the decisions we're making and the things we're working on with them, whether it be following instructions or saying no to them or correcting them, whatever it is, they're designed for a purpose that we are really trying to build inside of a child some character that they'll use for the rest of their lives. So it's work that we're doing with them. And if we could position ourselves well with these children by setting up this kind of coaching approach, then children find themselves responding much better to the things that we're trying to do. So coaching becomes this very important tool that we use.
Yeah, and I think many parents might be familiar with the word coaching. Maybe they're familiar with it from their work, or maybe they have themselves had coaches or have coaches. How would you explain to a parent, Dr. Scott, what coaching means for a child, or what it is, does it mean for them to be coaching their child, let's say when they have a young child or they have a bit of a older or teenager at home? How would you define that or describe that?
Yeah. So when we're coaching children, essentially what we're saying is, look, here's what we're going to work on. Okay. We're going to work on your turning in assignments at school and being more organized with your schoolwork. Or we're going to work on the way you relate to me and the kind of discussions that we have together so they can be more nutritious instead of disrespectful. These are character kinds of things we're working on with a child. And we're saying, this is what we're going to work on. So we already have a plan in mind of how we're going to work on this, but we're explaining it to the child in a way that says, this is something we're going to do because, and the because is very important, because this is something that's going to help you for the rest of your life. It's more visioning kind of idea. And then what we're doing by kind of outlining this and saying, here's what we're working on and why, what that does for us is it puts us in a position that's, it just positions us well as parents. Just think, that a child may not respond just because we say, hey, we're going to work on this and here's why. They might not like it. They might not want to cooperate, but we're still going to be working on it. And we're positioning ourselves well by saying, this is, I'm on your side in essence, that whether you like it or not, we're going to do this and we're doing it because this is what benefits you. And so we're communicating a very important concept. Now, I think that coaching involves several things. One, it involves relationship. It also involves the sense of goal, a goal. And so that's what we're laying out here. But then I think we also need to realize that coaching, no matter what it is, involves practice sessions. And so we're going to practice with this child in order to try to bring about some change in this child's responses. So remember, we're working with the heart. And the child has this workshop in the heart where they go to find solutions that they're working on in life. And what we're saying is we're going to put children into that workshop of the heart a little more often than we have in the past. You know, we're going to say no to you more often, for example, so that you can practice responding well to that without being disrespectful to me. Or we're going to set up meetings so that we can look at your schoolwork before it's turned in to make sure that we're moving in the right direction here. So in each one of these cases, we're putting children into the workshop of their heart more regularly so that we can do the practice sessions necessary.
So what I understand is that we are working together with the child, helping them to understand why and what we are doing and making them part of that journey. So it doesn't feel or sound like we are trying to tell them or force them, or I don't know, we are not just imposing things on them, but they need to understand that this is going to be to their benefit in the end, and it's going to improve or help them. So that becomes a sort of a team approach to this. And they will be doing most of the work, but still, it doesn't make us look like we are just throwing tasks at them, and they understand where this is coming from. And why this is happening, because they have that end in mind. They have that we've shared that with them, the goal. That sounds really good, and I think many parents perhaps are not have not thought about parenting in that way. I know for sure that before I did this parenting coaching program with you, Dr. Scott, I have not thought about that. We learn sometimes to do parenting a bit more direct or a bit more perhaps strict, or I don't know how to call it, but in a different way. So I really like this approach, and I like that we can come alongside our child to help them, explain and understand. What do we do if we notice that the child has or perhaps takes advantage of that or pushes back on that? Are we going to go back to what we've learned in the previous weeks? Are we going back to, the instruction routine and going back a bit on that to work further there? Or do we have other options here?
Well, I don't want to imply here that a coaching relationship means that we're equals somehow. I mean, we're still going to impose change. We're still going to require change. We're still going to come along and say, yes, we are going to do this. This isn't optional. But we're trying to position ourselves well by saying, hey, look, I'm doing this because this is what you need right now. You can't continue to treat people unkindly. And so we're going to work on this. It's whether you like it or not, we're going to do this is basically it. But we're coming to this whole situation by with an attitude that has some sense of cooperation, I could say, if we can, but at least positioning ourselves well. So coaching is a valuable tool, and often the idea that we're positioning ourselves well here in this situation helps us to, some children just grab onto that and they take it and they go, yeah, I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to work on this. So I think that this is going to be a really helpful thing for you. We're going to work on this and what takes place.
Yeah, I agree. It's really powerful because, like you mentioned, it's going to position us well, and maybe things won't be changing for in that instant or maybe that week. But the fact that we are positioned well is going to position us well in the future. And when their heart change might happen. So I really, really like that, Dr. Scott. How do we go about bringing the coaching in when, for example, we work on one of the things that we're going to work in week five is taking no for an answer or helping children to take no for an answer. How do we blend this together to make sure that we explain, we give a clear instruction, but also we keep the child to some sort of understanding of what we're expecting from them.
Okay, so now we're working with one particular tool. That's the coaching tool. I mean, we could use other tools that involve firmness or relationship or visioning, but we're working with a coaching tool. So let's talk about that in terms of accepting no as an answer.
Mm.
I think part of what we're trying to teach children is that we are going to, we're doing this work because when you experience no, the answer no, you experience disappointment. And when you experience disappointment, sometimes you become mean or disrespectful or angry or whatever. And so we're going to work on that. I'm going to help you work. And I am going to say no to you more often so that you can practice this, take you into the workshop of the heart where we're going to actually see some change here. But I'm going to give you a plan. And that's what coaches do. We'll come alongside and we're going to give you a plan. And this plan is going to help you. I would suggest that one of the things we can do for coaching a child and in helping them learn how to handle disappointment better is to be able to say the words, "I'm disappointed, but I'll be okay." I'm disappointed, but I'll be okay. Those are such great words that any of us can learn and apply to our lives because we all need to have a plan for disappointment. And so teaching children how to handle disappointment better is something that we can teach them. We can help them with. It's coaching. Okay. And so we come along and say, look, you can't disrespect me like that. You can't be angry. I mean, we may use some firmness to say you need to go take a break because we're not going forward with this. But when you get done, you need to practice saying, "I'm disappointed, but I'll be okay." It's an adult thing. This isn't just a childish thing.
Yeah.
Your teenagers need to be able to say, "I'm disappointed, but I'll be okay." It's just something that we develop in our lives to handle this very challenging area of disappointment, and all of us need it. So this is what we're trying to embrace here as we're working with them.
Yeah, I think it's very, it's a tool that is going, it can work and it has the potential to work very good with young adults or teens. So I really like that we are, by this tool, we can treat them and we can let them see that we are working with them together on a certain area that they're struggling with. But we also can do this with, we can use coaching with very young children. So I really like this, Dr. Scott. Are there any particular coaching tips or are there any particular, like you mentioned just now, I am disappointed, but I will be okay. Are there any other, let's say, of this statements that we can teach our children to say that to help them be, to help them kind of overcome and to help them learn to say when they're in struggling moments?
Definitely. I think that the essence of character is the ability to think and act differently. So in essence, character is, we define character is a pattern of responding to a trigger that involves a different way of thinking and acting. And so the thinking is what we say to ourselves. And so I think children can learn how to say things like, "I'm disappointed, but I'll be okay." I think that's a thing for disappointment. Or that correction is going to help me. Correction is good. If I respond to it well, I can learn from it. If I make a mistake, I can learn from it. I think that's a good response to correction. Or when it comes to instructions, the "I need to" is a key element we have kids say to themselves, "I need to do this," because it's both an obligation inside of their lives. So what we're doing is we're helping children to have these patterns of thinking and acting that are very strategic. So I think we need to ask ourselves the question, what do adults say? I mean, if an adult is going to respond to anger in an appropriate way, what does an adult say to themselves? And I think it's great for even kids to go and interview adults and say, "Grandma, can you, I got a question I'm interviewing people about. What do you do when you're angry so that you don't have an episode or lose control?" And listen to what grandma says about what she does, You know, maybe she says, I take a deep breath, or maybe she, whatever she says, maybe would be helpful for this child. Mm. But children, but adults say things like, I don't want to be known as an angry person, or if I get angry, it's just going to delay the solution here, or it's going to make me upset, and I don't want to be upset. And so what we're doing is we're doing some very important teaching with children to help them to be able to say things that are more appropriate, helpful, and that's part of what we do as parents. So we identify the problem a child has, we set a goal, we're saying, here's what we're working on. And we're not asking the child typically what we're working on, although it may be helpful if they want to participate in that. But the point is, this is what we're working on because we see a challenge here. This is going to be helpful for you. And I'm going to coach you toward that solution. And we're going to talk about ways we can think and act in order to make this more successful for you. So that's really what we're trying to do here with kids.
I really like that idea of thinking of things that we can say. Sometimes words have a big impact on how we feel or how we are reacting to certain situations. And I really I think it's important. I remember one of your tips that you heard from a customer, or at least that's what you mentioned, that you heard from a client of yours about a child who entering in a room was taking over, and his mom told him to say, before you enter the room, I need to watch and listen before I speak, which I really liked, because I think it's really something that children can say to themselves or can think, and it's short and it's very it's something very good that can be and easy that can be remembered. So thank you for that, Dr. Scott. So coaching, a very important tool to help us in navigating together with our children and some of the challenges they go through, and be able to help them in their journey to change their hearts. Next time, in next episode, we will speak about how to be sensitive to where the Holy Spirit leads and calls us to work in our child's heart. Dr. Scott, before we close this episode on coaching, are there any final thoughts you want to share with the parents?
Yeah, when it comes to accepting no as an answer, let me just remind us that disappointment is something we all need to have a plan for, because we all will face disappointments in our lives. And now's the time for children, whether they're 3 or 13 or 18. I mean, they need to learn how to respond to disappointment. So we are going to coach them through this. We're going to help them see it's one of those things they're going to need for the rest of their lives. It's an investment we make in our children. And you know, when we do the child behavior inventory with kids, we find that the greatest area of challenge that parents report in their children is this inability to handle disappointment well. Mm-hmm. They get sad because they're disappointed, or they get angry. And so this disappointment's a very important area that we can coach our children in to help them to be successful in life.
Yes, so good. Thank you so much for that. And indeed, something that we as parents can also hold in our hearts close, because it's something that we all the time hear no as an answer. Dr. Scott, thank you so much for all the blessed idea you shared with us today. And until next time, God bless you.